They brag with revelation. They brag with wisdom. But there is a cry on their inside, because they know that what they are saying, they don't have the experience. And many will not come to God and ask for mercy and desire it until the day of crisis. So you see many dying on the inside because light is absent. The dimension of God that makes you to have an experience of His reality is not there. In one point, He said, our inheritance in light, in light, in light. In Colossians 1:12, He said, giving thanks to the Father, giving thanks to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The inheritance is in light, because that's where the essence of God is communicated. How much light do you have? I know you know scriptures. I know you are a man of wisdom, but how much light do you have? In what area of your life does God illuminate you? The one you know is the one you walk in. There is no doctrine I've not studied, but there are a few things I walk in. God came to me and He said, I will give you a message to the world. It's called the message of life. And for many months I went, I was studying Zoe. I taught His doctrine. I will give you a message of life to your generation. I went and was studying Zoe. I didn't know what the Lord was talking about until I pressed deeper. And as I stayed in His presence, He said, my word in your life will become the life of men. And when that thing began to break out through me, I go for meetings, sometimes I write my message, and as I stand, it begins to flow from heaven. And I'm talking for 1 hour, talking for 2 hours. So long as I am brought to that inspiration, anybody that hears, repent. There is a spirit of righteousness that galvanizes the person. I don't know how it happens, but there is an economy. It is life at work. Light had come. So when I go for meetings, I stay in the presence. I discover if I pray in tongues for 3 hours, something happens when I mount the pulpit. My heart becomes heavy. And so long as that weight is on my heart, every word that comes out of my mouth is like a bullet. And every time I stay in the presence, as I stand on the pulpit, I become an extension of Zion. They flow through me like a river. He told me, my word in you will be a life to your word. I thought it was Zoe. I didn't know that for me, it's an economy. That was when I understood why men like Bishop Oyedepo, anything they say ends in faith. I didn't know what it meant. It is a light that they have got. Everything Apostle preaches ends in kingdom. Everything Pastor Chris preaches ends in eternal life. I didn't know what it meant. It was then I realized that when light comes to you, you become an extension of the dimensions of God. A part of God that has been planted in you. Everything you know about God will flow through that dimension. There is nothing Bishop Oedipo says that doesn't end in faith, because the light he caught, that's the dimension. So if he's talking prosperity, if he's talking blessing, if he's talking the Holy Ghost, it will filter through that light that he caught. And you hear him end in faith, faith, faith. What is happening? It's a dimension. What light have you caught? That will be the horn that the Lord will exhort to the nations. Many don't know it, and they think it's about scriptures. We read until you grow old, at best you'll be a theologian. What is the light of God that is at work in you? He said, Jesus, the Word, will become the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. Are you just doing business with the Word, or He has become light? It's a mystery in God. And only men of the presence are able to apprehend, articulate, and express this dimension. We will not preach everything. We will only preach the light that we have caught in God. And if you have not caught a light, you have no message for your generation. It's a mystery. You don't have the light of God, you have no message for your generation. You will brag that you have read the Bible cover to cover, but you don't have a message for your generation. You have no message. It's a dimension in God. Only men of light are witnesses. Only men of light are custodians of the dimensions of God. The men that He calls overcomers are the men that have caught a dimension of it. Even in the angelic realm, that is how it is. Michael is a manifestation of the power of God. Gabriel is a manifestation of the wisdom of God. Every time Gabriel sees the Lord, what he sees is wisdom. Every time Michael sees the Lord, what he sees is power. What do you see when you look at him? You gather scriptures, you think it's about doctrine. It is the light you interact with that is the dimension of God you know. You can know the Bible, but you will not know God. You can know the scripture, but God will be far from your quarters. What is the light you have interacted with? Are you that man that is still loafing about without a reference? When we study the Bible,
We are not studying because we want to know scriptures and quote and impress men. When we study the Bible, we are finding the doorway into the dimensions of God that is built into our spirit. That's why we read the scripture, not because we want to impress people that we know the Bible. I am called to be a witness of life. What is the light of God you have found? Don't waste your time like that. Don't waste your destiny like that. It's life we are talking about, and it's an economy of light. What's the dimension of God you know? It's a flow of light. That's why we stay in the presence. That's why we cry. And when you know how it works in you, your life will become a wonder to your world. What aspect of God will the world see through you? It's a vista that only you can mirror. But until you touch that light in him, you can't give expression to it. It's a time to cry. Kamarash. Selikamana krize balahasis. Perikos kabrina talish. Rikaman tariga pash. We have come into a place in Christianity where people brag how long they've been in church. I've been in church for 20 years. Who taught you economy? The economy of life is judged by time. Life is judged by the intensity of light that you carry. How much of the light of God do you have? That's what the mortals measure life by. We brag of our titles in church. I'm an apostle. Who told you the mortals care about your title? What is the light you have seen? He said, when we see him, we shall be like him. What you are today is a proof of the God that you have met in the spirit. If there is no dimension of God that can be traced to you, it means you have not seen him. It doesn't matter the volumes of times you have read the Bible. He said, when we see him, we shall be like him. What aspect of him have you seen? What kind of light have you interacted with in the spirit? It's a sign of your identity in God. When we see him, we shall be like him. Some of us are supposed to be traffickers of the mercies of God. But the problem is that we have not seen mercy in the spirit. Some of us are supposed to be communicators of the love of God. The problem is that we have not seen love in the spirit. Some of us are supposed to be expression of the power of God. The challenge is that we have not seen power in the spirit. It's a light in the spirit. And he said, until your eyes of understanding is enlightened, there can be no expression of God through your life. The dimensions of God that you give expression to is a function of the God that you have seen in the spirit. That's why we pray. That's why we fast. That's why we stay in the presence. It's not a show of how long we can pray. It's a sign of our yieldedness to the monarch of Zion, to the degree that we can apprehend him, so that we can become the solution to our world. The world awaits you, brother. The world awaits you, sister. But what light can you give expression to? Why will you not stay there until that dimension breaks out? Many saw him. They saw him. Peter said, we did not come with cunningly devised fables. When we spoke unto you about the coming monarch of Zion, he said, we were eyewitnesses of these things. We saw him upon the mount. Such are the men that can die because they have seen him as he is. Have you seen the Lord? What light have you interacted with in the spirit? Shakamanas. Heke laharadia suhubrana lahas. Hey. You reign, you ancient Zion's king. Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Hey. You reign, you ancient Zion's king. Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Sometimes the quality of light you see comes to you as a body. That's why you have certain kinds of body. That's the light God wants to show you. It comes as a body, but you don't attend to it because you're in a territory where everybody is talking Bible. It's a button that God places in your heart to lead you in the direction of light. Hey, Kasila Mahatia. Helila Kobra Sivinata. Moses was supposed to be a deliverer. The burden he had was to deliver. And when he saw the burning bush, God appeared to him as the deliverer of Israel. That was why he came as a deliverer. The buttons you have is the kind of light God wants to show you in the spirit. Kateterina Tash.